Director Sharon Halevy is here to talk about her daring new off-Broadway production of Romeo/Juliet and give us her spin on LGBTQ issues. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Tell us about your new production of Romeo/Juliet.
It is a production starring two female-identified characters, and we are setting it in pretty much modern day, but it's also a bit more of an abstract world, and really looking at how this older text that everyone has known for years upon years and is one of the most famous love stories, putting it inside of a new light.
How did you become involved?
So Laura Elliott, who's our producer, she was working with the adapters, Matthew Minichino and Haley Brackrack, and they were looking to do a queer adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. And Matthew and I have worked together many times in the past, and they recommended me to Laura. They said that the way that I work and how I am also very visual and, I hope, empathetic director, that they thought I would be a good fit on the project. From there, we held auditions. We just put a general notice out, and we were able to get an incredible, incredible amount of young performers. And after a few days of auditions and callbacks, weaning down to really what is the personality and the story that we want to tell with people. And really, we were so inspired by the actors that came out to think even more deeply about the story that we are telling inside of the umbrella of this LGBTQ plus production. We are going to be performing this piece at Metro Baptist Church on 40th and 9th. We are running from August 24th through September 9th on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And what's actually amazing about Metro Baptist Church, we got really excited by working with them because one of their main missions is working with LGBTQ plus homeless youth. So they were really excited about working with us, and this is one of their first major productions. So it's a really awesome collaboration, and we're all so on the same page.
What do you hope to accomplish with this play?
This is like the epitome of love stories. And it's so easy to think that being in a like cisgendered, heterosexual relationship is consistently the norm. And then what does it mean to take something and show actually how any story, any couple, however you identify, inside of the same thing, how it's actually not that different. And I really hope that people can walk away thinking about love inside of a new light, how we also as society, as grand as that sounds, but the way that we view love and we put these expectations on it are just as dangerous or as forgiving or as beautiful as it can be in all the stories and the rom-coms and the standard way that we look at media and theater.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
It's big. I grew up in theater, and I grew up in New York City and went to a performing arts high school, and you know, so many people in my life have had to struggle with their stories of coming out or identity and sexuality. And while I am cisgendered, female, straight ally, I try as much as I can to listen and ask questions and be available for whatever is needed.
How do you see our LGBTQ community, or any minority for that matter, moving forward in this Trump administration?
I've been thinking about this a lot, especially working on this play and working with actors that are on a wide spectrum inside of the community, and just seeing so much fear that is coming out right now. I think the thing that was really amazing during the Obama administration was that there was so much more understanding coming out, and they were such beautiful leaders in terms of what it means to be accepting and to look at a community as a whole and to support one another. And right now, the scary thing is in the Trump administration is it's doing the same thing, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. And I hope that any minority or anyone that's part of the LGBTQ community is going to really come together. And I think we're all going to go through something that's a bit harder for a little while, but moving forward, staying strong, and making sure that we all do find allies. And if you are an ally like me, that we stand up for one another. And I can only do what I'm doing right now, which is creating theater and trying to get people to understand things and to keep nudging and keep kind of chiseling away at the ideas of that weird word, norm.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
I think the best advice that I can give is to know that depending on where you're growing up and what's happening in the world right now, that when you're in school and you are younger and you're a teen and you're figuring it out, everyone else is also trying to, and it's just this period of time. And if you have friends or if you have people that love you and that you love in return, to really hold on to that and to keep fighting forward and to know that it really does get better. It really is just a bit of time, and it will make you so strong. And at the end, it will help you know who are your friends and who is on your side. It will just become clearer and clearer the older you get.
How can people get info about the performance of Romeo/Juliet?
You can get information through our Instagram at Romeo/SLASH Juliet. Also, our Facebook page, which is /Romeo/Juliet. And you can also get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets.
What other projects are you working on?
This is actually really exciting. I am also working with a new theater company called Exit 2. They are a Brooklyn-based company. Mainly, we're teaching students, but now they're doing their first full-fledged production of Burt B. Royal's Dog Sees God, which is actually a play about bullying and around the topic of suicide with LGBTQ youth. It's about the Charlie Brown characters all grown up and trying to figure out what it is to be a teenager and identity and sexuality and fear.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I guess the biggest question that I wish people would ask is, what has been the process of rehearsals for Romeo/Juliet? I say that because the way the cast has come together and the way that we have been talking about these relationships and these characters has been really important. And I know that I've been learning a lot. It's been a really special rehearsal process and asking the questions and not being afraid of the back and forth between what it is to be a minority or what it is to be part of the LGBTQ community, and how does that translate into our script, and hoping that all of that will come out in the performances.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
My favorite quote that I actually think about a lot, and I even have a tattoo, is the person one loves at first is not the person one loves at last, and love is not an end, but a process through which a person attempts to know another. It is from the novel Stoner by John Williams. And the reason I really, really love that quote is, to me, it's not just about love or being in a relationship. To me, it's also very much about how nothing is ever our final idea of what we think something is. And that can be in terms of love or friendship or work and a project. And I always find that I know I can enter a state of mind that is from the place of, oh no, like how am I ever going to be able to have another experience as beautiful as this or as good as this, or this was really hard, is this the only way that this is ever going to be? And it's just such a beautiful reminder to me of we are constantly learning and we're constantly exploring, and that it's okay for things to be amazing and it's okay for them to be hard.